the actions that have been taken to try to prevent the continued spread of this disease is monumental. This is something that we've never seen before. We've got Mayor Quentin Lucas on the line. On yesterday, you made a directive to the city that 10 or more gatherings over. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to talk to everybody.
Well, we're glad you're here this morning to kind of answer some questions for folks who have concern about the small businesses in town that are going to have to shutter their doors or change the way that they operate.
You know, that's probably the most significant thing that we've been thinking about and talking about over the last week or so. As we've seen this virus, the spread, all of that has been wondering how a lot of people are going to survive. And before we decided to close down bars and restaurants last night and shutting down businesses to less than 10, we were thinking about what kind of impact that would have, and it's something that I'm working on every day at City Hall.
Mayor, what do you say to the single parents out there with three kids and frankly, they don't care about the coronavirus? They got to make sure the bills are paid. They got to make sure the rent is paid. And they're willing to go out and try and work their jobs and make their money. What do you say to them?
You know, a few different things. First of all, I mean, this is about, frankly, survival. And I don't want to be too alarmist, but I know everybody talks about surviving each day, getting by. But this virus right now, its infection rate, particularly of the older population. But we've even seen a trend over in Italy that it's folks in their 40s that are falling ill to it in too many circumstances, that sort of thing. I mean, so it's a real challenge. The other part is we are working to get every business, trying to make sure people keep their jobs, trying to extend paid sick leave for everybody so you can actually be home with the kids. If the kids are being ordered home, is it the case in Kansas City? I mean, we are trying to make sure that government won't forget the very pain that we're inflicting as a part of this. And that's why I think today my office will be announcing some more stopgaps to help people, to help social services keep going. We're making sure the kids are still getting school lunches. We are going through all those steps to let everybody know that, yeah, we're not seeing this lightly, and we understand. A lot of people don't feel the need to say, well, look, I got to get a dollar. But we're trying to make sure everybody stays healthy right now.
I have friends, of course, who work in the restaurant business, and some of them was hoping for a complete shutdown so they could apply for unemployment instead of just having their hours cut down or now having to provide drive-through or takeout.
Right.
So are there going to be resources in place to help those restaurant workers?
No, we're trying to help them out now. I would think, you know, I kind of see we're pretty close to a shutdown with the exception, as you note, of takeout and drive-through. You know, my view is that should be enough for some businesses to say that we just can't make it. And so a lot of this is going to be between the employer and the employee. But we understand that this action, in many ways, may be driving some folks out, at least for a few weeks, hopefully not permanently. And so that's step one. Step two is we absolutely are looking to see what we can do for resources ranging from tax cuts, tax credits, delaying tax due dates. That's all what government can do to try to get grants to people. Now, the problem is we can't just give people straight up paychecks, but we're trying to figure out a way to get something in between it.
San Francisco went to a 24-hour lockdown in their city. Do you see something like that happening here?
You know, I hope we don't get there. I mean, I hope the steps that not only we're taking, but every city in the country is taking will be good for us. Frankly, I'm glad. I think it was too late for the president to declare, in essence, a travel shutdown because, you know, this has been spreading too much. We've been comparatively lucky in the Midwest. We lost a gentleman in Wyandotte County, one man who was 70, but otherwise our infection rate has stayed low, including confirmed cases in Kansas City, Missouri. I want to see that continue. So my hope is no, we do not get to the point of a 24-hour lockdown. But as you've seen through this situation, it changes by the day, some days by the hour, and we're going to make sure that we're acting in accordance with public health and public safety.
Have you addressed what people are to do with public transportation? There's some folks who are concerned that on the bus there's more than 10 people, and how are they going to get around?
You know, right now we continue. Here's kind of my hierarchy of what I don't want to do. I don't want to shut down the buses. I don't want to shut down government, right? And for now, we haven't felt the need to do that because it's far be it for me to tell somebody that you're stranded, right? And there are a whole bunch of people who rely on the bus each day. Our area transportation authority has been cleaning the buses consistently, has increased that. They're putting on signs about not sitting next to people, trying to keep the social distancing there. For now, that is our official recommendation. We haven't seen big community spread coming from our public transportation system, and we will not shut down the public transportation system until it is absolutely necessary, because I'm not going to tell people just stay in your house, particularly if that's your only way to get to the hospital, get food, a whole bunch of other stuff.
Mayor Lucas, how can we help our neighbors in Kansas City who may be suffering?
You know what? I mean, look, everything kind of comes down to money. Right, and there are a whole bunch of people who are not getting money right now. And so if you're ordering takeout from your favorite place, if you're driving through it, you know, Go Chicken Go, something like that, a favorite the other night, make sure that you are paying an extra tip. Make sure that you're helping somebody out. Make sure that, you know, you're still donating to your church. I mean, there are a lot of things that, you know, still need support. And another thing I saw the other day, for those who are planning weddings, birthday parties, and all that sort of stuff, a lot of event spaces in Kansas City, don't cancel them, just postpone. You know, all those spots are going to need somebody coming back in a week, 2 weeks, 3 months. And so try to postpone and make sure our economy can pick right back up. Because the thing that breaks my heart the most, I won't talk too long, the thing that breaks my heart the most is that this is an illness that, you know, hasn't really hit our inner city that much, many inner cities in our country yet with infection. But like every public health crisis, once it hits us, once it hits our homeless population, once it hits our poorest, that's when you're going to see a lot of our biggest economic impact long term as well. I want to make sure we're ready to rebuild our community, because when other communities may be getting virus treatments, health care, all of that, often we come last. And I want to make sure we get ahead of that.
Thank you so much, Mayor Lucas. And you got our number. Whenever you have any more updates, don't hesitate to give us a call.
I'll be sure to let you know. Thank y'all for spreading the word.
Thank you.